One of the most valuable lessons I ever learned as a hunter, I learned on one of my very first caribou hunts after moving to Alaska. I must have been maybe 25 years old at the time. I had just recently purchased my first centerfire rifle, a blued Ruger Model 77 in 300 Win Mag, with a nice walnut stock. It had an old steel tube Weaver scope on it. I got it for what seemed like a song, and may have been, from a used gun shop in Anchorage. I had never owned a centerfire rifle growing up in Kansas. The only big game hunting I'd done was for whitetail deer, and I did that with bow and arrow. So I was mighty proud of the new-to-me Ruger. I remember coming home after a day hunt in early August. It had been mostly sunny that day, and it had been a long day. I remember being very tired. I sort of dropped all the gear near the door, grabbed a quick bite, and headed to bed. My Ruger was in a black plastic hardshell gun case. The next day, I remember putting away gear while putzing around the house. Eventually, I got around to opening up the gun case to put away my rifle and was horrified to discover pretty much every inch of exposed metal covered in a light coat of rust. How had this happened? It had only been a day, and a fairly dry one at that. From that day, a critical lesson in my life as a big game hunter was brought home hard. Cleaning your guns can't wait, if you hope to have them any length of time. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. In saying what I just did, I realize I'm making something of a blanket statement. Not all circumstances, locations, and gun types are alike. There might be reasons for why not cleaning fairly immediately doesn't result in the end of the world, or at least the gun. For example, if you hunt in an arid area or use a stainless gun, well, then perhaps your mileage will vary on how soon you have to attend to your gun. That said, I'd offer up that cleaning your gun sooner rather than later is never a bad thing. There's just no downside to it. I will say this. For those of us around the Bristol Bay region and those of us who hunt with blued firearms, the sooner the better is the rule rather than the exception. And I've come across some harsh stories from folks who learned that lesson even harder than I did. I had a friend in the village who loaned a really sharp older Remington 700 and .30-06 to a family member of hers who was a very inexperienced hunter. He got that gun wet, and it sat in the gun case for something like a couple of months before he checked on it. In his mind, it was safe because it was in the case, right? Well, that was his reasoning. According to my friend, they completely discarded the gun because it was deemed unsalvageable, because the rust had set in so thoroughly throughout the gun. I had seen, held, and shot that gun myself. It still makes me sad to think about it. Also, it does well to consider that a gun has a lot of exposed and not-so-exposed parts. All of them need to be thoroughly cleaned at some point. My favorite lever action is a stainless gun, and therefore fairly resistant to the ravages of Alaska's weather. That doesn't mean it's completely impervious. I have to break it down to get to the internal parts from time to time, and if I don't, they start to pick up a little bit of surface rust in the cracks and corners. My first year with the refuge, I carried my service-issue Remington 870 for bear protection. We have our service-issued firearms inspected at least once a year by our armorer. The first time I presented it to him, I thought it was clean. And it was, on the outside. I had not gotten to the inside near as well as I thought I did. I had carried it with me to the Cape Pierce camp, which has some very nice, very sandy beaches. He was chagrined, and let me know he was chagrined, to find enough sand on the inside of that 870 to keep your average house cat clean and happy for a week. I am happy to say my 870 has been squeaky clean every year since. So what does the average person do to keep their gun clean? I would guess most folks run a rag down the bore from time to time to clean out any dust or dirt and maybe possibly add a bit of oil. They probably also wipe it down with an old cloth and dry it off on the parts they can see on the outside. Perhaps specific instances of rust are addressed. Or maybe not. That is certainly better than nothing and the bare minimum I do at the end of a day of hunting. Even with my stainless rifles, I don't let them sit, not after that rather startling lesson with my Ruger a quarter century ago. But, as with most things, there is always more that can be done, and often it doesn't take a lot more effort to do, beyond what you might be doing now. Really, truly, the bore is the part that we should probably concentrate on the most, because that's where the accuracy comes from. While pretty much any rifle will still work with a bit of rust here or there on the outside, ignoring a rifle's bore is often the quick road to a rifle's death when it comes to accuracy. A rifle's bore is often more exposed, with no finish to protect it and therefore more susceptible to damage. Damage can occur in the form of rust through not cleaning after being in the field, or it can also be in the form of fouling from the act of repeated shooting. To what degree fouling happens depends on any number of variables, from how often you shoot to your ammunition to your barrel. Some folks are zealots when cleaning their bore, and some not so much so. I read a story once by a well-known gun writer. He claimed to have a friend that had never cleaned the bore on a Browning semi-auto rifle during the entire time he had owned the gun, and he had done a lot of hunting with it. The gun writer offered up this story for a couple of reasons. First, as an example that there are exceptions to the rule, more so as an example of what not to do if you want to maintain an accurate gun. There are any number of good bore cleaning agents, and personal preference combined with a specific approach to whatever it is you are trying to clean will dictate what you want to use. My own method is to research specific products and combine that with user reviews of those products, such as you'd find on Amazon, to decide what I want to buy and use. I'd suggest a similar approach to deciding what you want to use. I currently have a half a dozen such bore cleaning products at home, and each work well when used as directed. Something to remember when cleaning the barrel is to always clean from the breech to the muzzle, not the other way around and from the front. The reason for this is that when you fire your gun, powder residue and dirt are in the barrel. The chamber and receiver remain clean. If you run a patch from the muzzle end, that dirt and residue and anything else that might happen to be there gets pushed back into the chamber and receiver, which can actually foul things up back there that might not otherwise have been affected. Something else to consider is not to be stingy with cleaning patches. Dirty patches can actually be hurting your gun. Instead, use a clean patch each time you go down the barrel. Frankly, patches don't cost all that much, and a lot of folks, me included, cut their own from suitable cloth types from old clothing. It might mean a bit of extra time, swapping out patches each and every time, but it's time well spent. When all is satisfactorily clean, a coating of some form of rust preventative is helpful moving forward. Cleaning the outside of your gun isn't quite as involved as cleaning the bore. It's largely a matter of taking it apart as far down as you feel comfortable doing so, and cleaning it as well as you can and putting it back together. There may be rust to deal with, or maybe not. While specialty tools exist for getting into cracks and crannies, simple household items like old toothbrushes can be valuable for attacking dirt, grime, and rust that's in hard-to-reach places. Standard solvent lubricants such as CLP or REM oil do a fine job of cleaning things up with the help of a brush and rag. The internet can be a big help, too, as far as gaining the knowledge to really break down a firearm and put it back together, allowing you to do a top-notch cleaning job and avoid the embarrassment I had of having what was essentially a kid's sandbox in the action of my 870. In the end, how often you clean is up to you. It's your firearm, after all. For myself, I like having a gun that looks good. Guns aren't cheap and cared for. They hold their value should you decide there's a chance you'll sell it someday. A clean firearm is more likely to function properly in the field and not let you down when an opportunity to harvest an animal presents itself. Tied to that is the fact that, in functioning more efficiently, it will also function safer as well. And that's never a bad thing. And another reason to stay on top of the cleaning is that, through consistent cleaning, you'll become more intimately familiar with just how your gun functions, which can be good knowledge to have if issues arise in the field or at the range. As I said earlier, I can still remember the feeling of my heart seemingly stopping at the sight of rust all over my newly purchased Ruger 77. Fortunately, I was able to remove it to the point where it's not been a problem since, as long as I stay on top of cleaning it after I've had it out. And yes, I still have that gun and hunt with it, all these many years later, still proud of how it looks, and even more so of how it shoots. That rifle has always done well by me when hunting. It's up to me to do well by it when I bring it back home at the end of the hunt. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.